presentation, Accelerating Sustainable Food Procurement. Ms. Kaoru Fujita, Nikkei ESG Senior Editor, Professor of Tohoku University, Visiting Professor of University of Toyama. Ms. Fujita, please. Hello, everyone. I am Senior Editor of Nikkei ESG, Fujita Kaori.
I'm honored to be able to talk at Soy Food and a Sustainable Future Symposium today. The title of my presentation is Acceleration of Sustainable Procurement of Food. Let me share my slides with you. The theme of my talk is the sustainable procurement of food, which is accelerating these days. As you are aware, world population is rapidly increasing. By 2050, the world must feed almost 10 billion people. And this is our near future. This means that we need lots of land and livestock. Because it is a process that uses lots of land and water, greenhouse gas emission will inevitably increase as well. What becomes important then is sustainable food or sustainability in food production. We need sustainable food, but what exactly is sustainable food? It must be sustainable first in terms of quantity. It must be supplied in a very stable manner. It needs to be quantitatively sustainable as well. In other words, sustainable food needs to be considerate of environmental and social aspects. Environmental consideration includes not only carbon neutrality and measures against global warming, but also conservation of biodiversity. Water management and plastic and other resource-related issues must be factored into as well. Furthermore, there are social aspects that one must be mindful of, such as workers' rights. Human rights of workers on the farm and throughout the supply chain must be treated properly. Hence, attention to both environmental and social aspects is becoming increasingly important. Let's deepen this discussion here. Approximately 30% of GHG comes from the entire food system. From the entire value chain of the food system, as reported by the United Nations, the value chain includes agriculture, food processing and storage, and trade in food. All combined, the food value chain emits 30% of the anthropogenic GHGs. Food production on the farm is also closely related to the issue of biodiversity. This is the data on the world deforestation by CDP. One of the major reasons for the loss of forest land between 2010 and 2015 was agricultural activity, as shown in the red on this slide. Production of palm oil, cattle, soybeans, lumber, and pulp facilitates deforestation because of the need to expand the farming land by cutting down the trees. The importance of forest has become ever more salient under the pandemic. Forests have functioned as a partition between human community and wildlife. With the disappearance of the forest, the demarcation has become blurred. This has led to the rise of zoonotic diseases. As such, it is imperative to preserve forests and diversity. Against the backdrop of the need to take anti-global warming measures and to conserve biodiversity, as well as to protect workers' rights, sustainable food production has gained its importance. Nikkei ESG has run a feature article last fall on sustainable food. In that article, we have suggested three possible solutions. The first is the plant-based meat and meat substitute, which will be discussed by the other speakers during the symposium. So we must switch to these types of meat equivalents. Second is the shift to food with sustainability certificate. The third may not necessarily require a certificate system, But we need to shift to food that meets certain conditions and requirements with regard to traceability. How and who the food has been produced need to be traceable to ensure environmental and social consideration in food safety. I would like to go through each one of them briefly. Plant-based meat and meat substitutes are drawing much attention these days, so many of you know what they are. They're made of soybeans and peas. Compared to beef, soybean meats emits less than 1/10 of greenhouse gases, as demonstrated by the data. Because of the simulated taste and texture of meat, which are very popular among the youth, they're called ethical food and are becoming popular among the youth as well. So we consider that this is an area whose market will grow going forward. This is an instant udon noodle from Nissin. Originally, Nissin's cup noodle started using the diced meat-like pieces. Several years ago, Nissin disclosed that these pieces are in fact soy-based meat of its first kind. On this label, it says it includes soybean protein processed food. I hear they're increasing the use of soybean meat in their products. Now, sustainable certificate, what are they? That means that is an international guarantee system by the third party. For example, seafood, vegetable, coffee, cacao, and soybean have such certificate programs. This is a picture of Filet-O-Fish sandwich from McDonald's. Here you can see a fish-shaped logo with MAC alphabets on it. All fish sandwich from McDonald's has this seal. MSC is a program that certifies products that meet social and environmental requirements in 28 issue areas. What about soybean? This is a screenshot of Nissin's homepage. They have a robust sustainable procurement policy, which is disclosed on its homepage. Initiatives in each area are disclosed in detail on their homepage as well, namely in palm oil, paper, seafood, soybean, and agriculture produce and animal welfare, have been discussed in detail. Here you can see their explanation on soybeans. It says that all soybeans they procure as ingredients of fried tofu are certified by USEC as sustainably grown soybean. I learned through my research that Nissin procures SAAP soybeans. And this is something that I learned through my research.
Regarding SSAP, it was already communicated to you through other presenters, but biodiversity and greenhouse gas, taking countermeasures, and also looking at the situation of labor condition too. So it is one of the certificate for sustainable food. Here, it's about Kikkoman, a soy sauce company. They are also using soybean on their webpage. It says from United States and Canada, they are importing soybeans. That's their main ingredient. And from farm to the production plant, they are strictly looking at its distribution process. Also, Mitsukan, a vinegar company, their soybean mainly from US and Canada, they are importing soybeans. That is mainly for natto. And one by one, they have a contract with farmers in order to manage the seeds and cultivation. And they are under IP. It is not written about SSAP. However, I think they are compliant to something equivalent to SSAP. That is what I hear from them. Other than soybeans, what kinds of certification do we have? We see TV commercials, advertisements recently. This is black tea of Kirin, Gogo no Kocha. They started to sell the tea leaves 90% plus is Rainforest Alliance certified. These are regarding crops related to the rainforest like cocoa, coffee, black tea, vegetables, and fruits. This is a certification that these products are meeting the sustainability standards of ESG. Why Kirin decided to choose Rainforest Alliance certified? Because about 50% of the imported tea leaves into Japan, black tea leaves, are from Sri Lanka. And out of that, 40% is used by Kirin's Gogo no Kocha. That is why Kirin holds responsibility as a company. That is why not just receiving the certification, but they decided that they are now supporting them via technology for small farmers in Sri Lanka and also funding them with the locals. So working them with a coordinated way for this certification. And the third measure is the proof of traceability. It's not all about certification, but how we are able to communicate to the consumers that it is meeting the standards. That is, this is one measure in order to achieve that. This picture is by Nestle and Starbucks for coffee and others. They are using blockchain technology, so they will be able to show the trail of food. By utilizing this QR code, scanning it, they can see where it was harvested, where it is cultivated, and when it's delivered, the certification, the trade certification, when it's roasted. So we can understand not just about environment and the social aspects, but we can see the stories, the hardships of the producers. With this, the consumers will be able to understand not just about the environment and the social aspect, but the each and every story of the producers, and they will be able to empathize with the producers. And I think this plays an important role for consumer education. I explained to you about the three measures, but these types of sustainable food procurement, investors have huge interest in recently. This shows about the expansion of global ESG investment, environment, society, and governance. ESG investment has been expanding year by year. Last year, was $35 trillion. The investors, what they are interested in, of course, there's climate change, governance, and social-wise, human rights, but environmental-wise, it's not just about climate change, but the forest and related products, the rating has started. For example, the forest-related goods, CDP, this is a rating called forest, but they are looking at the enterprises of wood, palm oil, cattle products, and soil, these related enterprises, how much they are thinking about the environment. Environmental friendliness, they have their multiple questions and they score, and with that they have a scoring rating from A to E and F. And investors are connecting this to their investment decisions. This is something that is already happening. Recently, the Ministry of Agriculture, Forestry and Fishery, they have created a green food system strategy in Japan in September. In UN, there's a food system summit that was held, and the food sustainability has been a very important theme. In Japan, too, trying to catch up with the move of United Nations, the government created a strategy like this. In the Green Food System Strategy, there are detailed targets. 2050 in Nikkei ESG, we explained this, well, it's a part of it, but what we are going to target by 2050, it's written. And some of it, the target is for 2040 or 2030. That is part of this green food system strategy. So until by 2030, the imported food and sustainable procurement of materials will be achieved. That is written. So we just have 9 more years. In 9 years, Japan will be achieving sustainable procurement of materials, ingredients. So that is declared as a government. Why it's important is sustainable food. It will work on both climate change and biodiversity. October, COP25, and also in November, there will be a COP for climate change. So biodiversity COP and climate change COP, it's important that we take importance in both pillars in order to contribute to the environment. This is a big trend globally. Sustainability and food security. And also from the evaluation of investors, currently there is a big trend and importance on the sustainable procurement of food, and that is demanded for soybeans too. It is important that not just enterprise but consumers too hold importance in sustainable procurement. And that concludes my presentation. Thank you for your kind attention.